Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we dig into your sources to find the insights that matter. And a quick thank you to our supporter, SafeServer. They handle hosting for software just like this, and they're all about supporting your digital transformation. Find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's get right into it. Today's topic is, well, it's really key for a lot of people, getting that crystal clear voice comms for teams, for groups.
Uh-huh. And specifically, we're unpacking TeamSpeak today, thanks to some really great sources a listener sent over.
Right. And our mission, pretty straightforward really, is to pull out what TeamSpeak actually is, why you might pick it, and you know what its main features are, especially if you're kind of new to this whole area.
Exactly. We want to make it easy to grasp for beginners.
So maybe just start by thinking, how do you currently connect with your team? Whether that's gaming, work stuff, or just, you know, hanging out online. There are tons of ways, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. So many options. And TeamSpeak. Well, its name it keeps popping up in certain communities. Sources point out it's been around a while, has a solid reputation. Yeah, they mention pro gamers use it a lot.
They do. Which, you know, suggests there's something serious going on there. Performance, maybe? Reliability?
Definitely hints at that.
Okay.
So, let's cut to the chase. If someone's brand new to TeamSpeak, what's the absolute basic idea? What's the hook?
Well, the sources hammer this home right away, and it kind of sets the tone for everything else. It's their tagline, your team, your rules.
Your team, your rules. Okay, that's quite a statement. It sounds like they're pushing back against something.
Yeah, exactly. The sources make it pretty clear they're positioning themselves against other services where maybe you have to use their servers or where they might be collecting your data, or you don't get much say in how things are set up.
Ah, okay.
TeamSpeak, they argue, kind of flips that whole model.
So the first big thing, the headline feature almost, isn't just good voice quality.
Yeah.
It's about who's in charge, about control and maybe a different philosophy.
Precisely. It's presented less like this big platform you just joined and more like a tool, a technology. You deploy yourself. You configure it how you need it. The whole idea is you own that communication space.
Okay, now that is interesting. So if that's the core idea,
yeah.
What are the main pillars, according to these sources, that back up this your rules thing? Why choose TeamSpeak?
The sources keep coming back to four main things, and they all flow from that control idea. Control itself, privacy, security, and performance.
Right. Let's break those down. Control first. What does that actually mean for the user?
It means you're not locked in. The sources really stress this. You can host your own server, put it on your own machine, rent one from somewhere like SafeServer, our supporter, or even just run it on a local network, like completely offline if you wanted.
Wow. Okay.
You decide who gets in, how the channels work, who gets what permissions. Everything. It's not just a setting. It's like fundamental to how it works.
So the control goes way beyond just kicking someone from a chat.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the actual foundation of where your team talks.
Exactly right. And that ties straight into the next pillar, privacy.
Makes sense.
Because you control the server, the sources state really clearly that TeamSpeak Systems, the company, they have zero access to your voice chats, your text messages, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no listening in, no data harvesting, no selling your info. And for basic use, often you don't even need an account with them at all.
That's a huge point today, isn't it? Where free often means you're the product. TeamSpeak, based on these sources, seems built around keeping conversations private just between the team members.
Yeah, that seems to be a major selling point they're pushing. And that leads right into security.
Right.
The sources talk about military-grade security as standard. They mention AES-based encryption. You can choose to encrypt the whole server or even just specific channels on the server.
Okay.
So if you're talking about sensitive stuff, game strategies, business plans, whatever, having that encryption and knowing exactly where your data is, well, that offers a lot of peace of mind.
Military-grade. That sounds serious. It definitely reinforces that user control, user security angle.
It really does. And the last pillar is performance.
Ah, yes, the quality.
The sources really brag about this. Crystal clear sound, lag-free chat, super low latency, and using very few resources on your computer.
Okay, that's practical.
Yeah, especially for gaming where every millisecond counts, right? Or even if you just don't have a super powerful PC. Low resource usage is key.
You really feel that directly. You don't want your chat app slowing everything else down.
Exactly. So the big picture here is TeamSpeak's performance, its security, its privacy. They all seem to stem from that core principle of putting you in control.
Okay, that covers the why. Makes a lot of sense. Now let's dig into some of the specific features the sources mentioned. What makes all this possible? Starting with the basics. voice quality. They call it unrivaled. How do they back that up?
Well, they point to features baked right in. Things like automatic mic volume adjustment so everyone sounds roughly the same level.
Oh, nice. No more turn your mic up.
Hopefully less of it.
Mm-hmm.
And background noise reduction, echo cancellation, stuff like that. Mm. Basically, it's trying to make your voice clear, filter out keyboard clicks or, you know, ambient noise, and stop echoes if you're using speakers. Makes the whole experience less annoying.
Takes a lot of the fiddling out of it.
Yeah.
Good. And we touched on privacy built in. No data access, no sign-up needed, always. Worth hitting that again.
Definitely. It's such a core difference from many platforms out there. It bears repeating. It's a direct result of their philosophy.
Right. And security, like no other, beyond saying military grade, how does the user actually use that security?
Well, part of it is hosting control. Mm-hmm. You secure the server itself, physically or digitally, but then there's the AES encryption option. You can choose to turn that on for the server or just for certain channels.
Okay.
It adds that layer of scrambling the conversation so only people with the right keys, basically the people allowed in that channel or server, can understand it, like a digital lockbox for your chat.
Layers of security you control. Hmm. Fits the theme. What about managing people in the group who can talk where, that kind of thing?
That's the advanced permission system.
Mm-hmm.
The sources describe it as hierarchical. Think like roles in a company or a club admin, moderator, member, guest.
Okay.
TeamSpeak lets the server admin create really specific roles and assign permissions, like who can talk in this channel, who can move people, who can kick someone, who can make new channels. It's very granular.
Right. You can get really detailed with it.
Gives you super fine-tuned control over how your community or team operates. Essential for bigger groups, really.
Makes sense. Now, what about this stunning surround sound, positional audio? That sounds different.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, especially for gaming. Instead of all voices coming from one spot, positional audio makes it sound like your teammates' voices are coming from where they actually are in the game relative to you.
Wait, so if my teammate is on my left in the game,
mm-hmm.
I hear them in my left headphone.
That's the idea. The sources say it boosts immersion, makes it feel more real, and potentially gives you a tactical edge. You can locate teammates just by sound.
Huh. That's clever. Definitely beyond basic chat. Going back to control, they mentioned decentralized infrastructure. What does that mean in simple terms?
It's basically the technical underpinning of the your rules thing. It means the whole system isn't built to rely on servers run by TeamSpeak, the company.
Right.
It's client-server software. The client is what you run on your PC or phone, the server part. Mm-hmm. Anyone can run that anywhere. That's what lets you host your own.
So it's not just a promise, it's built into the architecture.
Exactly. It enables the privacy, the control, the security they talk about. You're not dependent on their central servers being online or anything.
Got it. That's fundamental. But if you're not at your main computer?
They've got mobile connectivity, apps for Android, iOS, lets you connect to servers, chat, stay in the loop when you're out and about.
Standard stuff these days, but necessary. And an in-game overlay.
Yeah, it usually works with software like Overwolf. It's basically a little transparent window that sits on top of your game.
So you don't have to alt-tab out.
Exactly. You can see who's talking. Their name might light up. Sometimes you get basic controls, notifications. Keeps you in the game.
Yeah, that's super useful for staying focused. What about making it look and feel like your own?
Limitless customization. The sources talk about plugins, sound packs, icon packs, different visual themes. There's apparently a whole library of add-ons made by users, too.
Oh, cool.
Lets you tweak the look, the sounds, even add functionality. Make it your own space.
Nice. They also mention high scalability. What's that about?
It means the system can handle different sizes of groups. That client-server setup they use, it's designed to work fine for just a few friends, but it can also scale up to handle, like, huge communities, thousands of people on one server instance.
So it can grow with you. Good to know.
Oh.
And sharing stuff within the team.
Powerful file transfer. Sources say you can upload, store, and share files right there on your TeamSpeak server.
Oh, directly?
Yeah, within your community. They mention it can get around firewall problems you might hit trying to send files other ways.
Convenient. Secure way to share team documents or whatever right within that controlled space. And of course, sometimes you just need to type.
Yep. Text chat is there too. Direct messages to people or group chat within channels. Good for links, quick notes, or when you can't use your mic.
Covers all the bases.
Mm.
Okay. So that's the main feature set. They also gave a little nod to an all new TeamSpeak in beta.
Right, just a brief mention. Sounds like a revamped new user interface, still focused hard on privacy and security, adding secure global messaging, and of course, still promising that top-tier audio quality. Seems like an evolution, building on what they already have.
Makes sense. Now, what's my team speak? Is that different from the main software?
It's related, but yeah, a bit different. It's their cloud service, but, and this seems important. It's designed not to mess with that core decentralized idea.
Okay. So what does it do?
Convenience, mostly. According to the sources, it lets you sync your server bookmarks, settings, your identity, preferences across different devices, uses a single cloud account for that.
So if I set up TeamSpeak on my PC, then log in on my laptop or phone using my TeamSpeak, all my servers and settings are just there.
That's the idea. Smooths out using it on multiple devices. It also seems to be the gateway to their add-on library sources mentioned over 100 add-ons available through it, and maybe early access to features or special offers sometimes.
So it adds a layer of modern convenience, syncing stuff up without actually forcing your conversations onto their cloud server.
That seems to be the distinction they're making. It syncs the setup, not the chat data itself, which stays on your chosen server.
Okay, that's a useful clarification. Now, TeamSpeak is huge in gaming. We know that.
Yeah.
Do the sources mention other places it gets used?
Yeah, they give a couple of interesting examples. Corporations are mentioned.
Oh, for business use.
Seems like it. They highlight the security, the ability to run it offline on an internal network, that military-grade encryption. All for secure internal comms. Hmm. Peace of mind for sensitive business talk, basically.
Right, control and access and data for confidential stuff. Makes sense. Any others?
They also mention developers. TeamSpeak offers an SDK, a software development kit.
What's that for?
It lets developers build TeamSpeak's communication tech directly into their own stuff, like into a game they're making or some other application that needs reliable, secure voice chat they can customize.
Interesting. So the tech itself can be integrated elsewhere. Now, one source had some comparison points listed TeamSpeak next to others. We don't have sources on the others. But how did TeamSpeak frame its own advantages in that context?
Well, connecting it back to everything else, the points they listed really just double down on the core strengths we've been talking about.
Okay.
They highlight things like being spam-free, having that military-grade encryption, the really detailed advanced permission controls, the huge benefit of offline LAN capability because you host it yourself.
Right, the core control stuff.
Exactly. Plus, the fully customizable UI, options for anonymous usage, the in-game overlay. They also list specific audio codecs. They support Opus CLT speaks, showing flexibility there.
Mm-hmm.
And the 3D positional audio, the SDK being available, and that explicit promise will not provide your data to third parties.
That's a direct statement.
Very direct. Other things mentioned were the mobile app, minimal CPU usage, allowing unlimited subchannels for organization, letting you control individual user volumes, unlimited file transfer, direct messaging, even support for gamepad or joystick hotkeys. It's like a checklist of features emphasizing control, privacy, performance, and customization.
It really paints a clear picture, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
TeamSpeak seems laser focused on users who value that deep control, who demand privacy and security, need high performance, and want lots of features to tweak.
That really sums up the core message from these sources, yeah, that your team, your rules, isn't just marketing fluff. It seems to drive the whole design and feature set.
All right, let's wrap this deep dive up then. So based on these sources, TeamSpeak comes across as a voice platform built squarely on user control and decentralization.
Uh-huh. And that foundation is what allows them to make strong claims about privacy, serious security, reliable, high-quality audio.
All backed up by a really deep feature set, from permissions down to positional audio and loads of customization.
So if your priority list for Team Chat includes things like owning your space, keeping data locked down, and getting top performance without slowing things down, TeamSpeak, as presented here, looks like a really solid contender.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, based on all this talk of control versus centralization. In today's world where so many online services are centralized and often funded by your data,
yeah.
How much do you personally value owning your communication space, keeping your data truly private?
Does having a decentralized option like the one described here change how you think about your online groups and interactions?
Something to chew on. It really touches on fundamental questions about trust and control online these days.
Absolutely.
Well, a huge thank you for tuning in to this deep dive on TeamSpeak. And thanks again to our supporter, SafeServer, for backing software like this and supporting digital transformation. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Until next time, keep digging into the details and asking those important questions.